5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, this is my favorite Elliott Smith song. This podcast is all about trying to keep Elliott Smith's legacy alive in our own very small way. And we do that by speaking to well-known fans about their favourite song of his. So hi, and welcome to episode 10 of the season. Our guest today is musician Michaela Davis. Michaela is a harpist and songwriter based in Catskill, New York. She first came to prominence back in 2012 when, as a college student, she published her version of Twilight by Elliott Smith on YouTube. This, she says, helped spark her professional music career, as she was then discovered by a booking agent and she began to take her first steps towards where she is today. So in this interview, she discusses the enduring impact that cover has had on her life. She talks about Elliott Smith's classical sensibilities, and of course, she also speaks about her favourite song pick too. So here's Michaela Davis with Elizabeth Woodstanley.
Hi, this is Michaela Davis. Today, we are going to talk about Half Right. On any given day, depending on what mood I'm in, I'll have a different favorite song, you know. And this song particularly, I really love and have been listening to for a very long time. And I listen to the Heat Miser version more often than I do Elliott's solo version. And it's a co-write with Neil, his Heat Miser bandmate. And so it's cool to hear a co-write, because Elliott Smith, most of his songs are solely written by him. So I like hearing the co-writes with Neil. And specifically this song, I really love. I remember discovering Heat Miser pretty early on after I found out about Elliott Smith. And it might have been at the same time I found out about Elliott and Heat Miser. But I was listening to Mike City Sons a lot. And I would, this was in high school. And I would often put on my rollerblades and just cruise around the neighborhood in my childhood neighborhood. In Rochester, New York, and just listen to that album on repeat, essentially over and over and over again, like I did with much of the music I was discovering around that time.
Half Right's kind of, it's sort of an interesting Heat Miser song, because I think a lot of people look at that song as sort of the gateway to Elliott Smith than kind of going off on his own, because it's kind of like an introduction to his solo music in a way.
Yeah, absolutely. It was Mike City Suns. Was that the last album with Heat Miser that he did? I can't remember. I have to look that up. But there's a couple songs from that album that he recorded solo later. See You Later and Half Right. I believe those are the two songs from that album that he recorded later on, a solo version. And that's another song that I really love. But yeah, there's something about that song that is so relatable. And Elliott Smith's lyrics are ambiguous enough that anybody can relate to them. So, when I was hearing See You Later or when I was hearing Half Right, I can listen to that song and relate it to a different moment in my life anytime I come back to it, which is a pretty cool thing that not many songwriters can do, and I think was part of the genius of Elliott Smith. I mean, you can speculate what the song is about, but it's not specific enough to really know for sure. And I think I read that book Torment Saint a while ago when it came out, and it talked about this song. I think the book talked about it possibly being a breakup song that he was writing this after a breakup, and that one line, "Don't you say hi?" So it's such a simple line, but it's like a dig at his ex. They walk by each other, they on the street, or I think he was like walking by a bar that he would go to often, and his ex came out and just said, "Hey," and thinking to yourself like, "Don't you say hi?" It's such a dig, but it's also such a light lyric. It's funny to think about that.
With Half Right, I mean, you said something kind of interesting in that when you listen to the song or you listen to the song at different times in your life, you've kind of read different things into it, or it spoke to you in a different way, which is that's pretty interesting. oftentimes people have like one association with a song, and I think for songs to do that, to have that ability to be open enough that maybe you're feeling a certain way and you hear something in those lyrics or with that music that was different than when you listened to it before is pretty amazing.
Yeah, I agree, and I feel that way about a lot of Elliott Smith's songs. And he is one of the artists that I know that I'll continue to come back to and feel the same way about the songs that I did the first time I listened to, which is extremely rare. I mean, there's a lot of bands I listened to in high school that I could listen to for nostalgia now, but I wouldn't actually put them on because I really want to listen to that album, or it's like the kind of music I'm listening to now, because your musical taste changes drastically as you go on in life, and you come back to, the same songwriters and bands, and will still be fond of their music, but there's something different about, having the same artist be one of your favorite artists for, for like 15 consecutive years in a row, which is Elliott Smith for me. He's always been in my top three favorite songwriters or bands, whatnot. And that's pretty special.
I know you've covered Half Right before. You're a very interesting musician because you play the harp, which is, not so common. I don't run into too many harp players. So what, what was the experience of trying to cover that song for you?
Well, when I the first couple years I was really into that song was when I only knew it from being on Mike City Sons, and I was into more grungy punk music at the time. I was 15, 16 years old, and then and at the same time, I'm a classical musician. I started playing the harp when I was super young, so there was that going on. I was studying classical music and also, listening to harder, like rock and roll and punk music, but also Sufjan Stevens, everything, all kinds of music. But in, I think it was my junior or senior year of high school, New Moon came out. I can't remember. Was it 2010, 2009? I just remember I was possibly my senior year of high school, and that album of B-sides, unfinished material, came out, and that's when I heard Half Right solo, like that, and heard just the guitar and voice and the finger picking, and heard that song in a totally new light, and thought, oh, this is something I could play on the harp. And it's not the first Elliott Smith song I covered, or the first one that I put out on the internet, I guess. But I think the first Elliott Smith song I ever learned was Twilight. I really loved that song, and just loved the chordal progression. And the melody is so haunting and beautiful, and that was the first song that I arranged on harp, and came up with like a totally different arrangement than what the guitar was playing. But with Half Right, I literally just transcribed pretty much exactly what he was playing on guitar, and put my own spin on a few parts. But it was fun to be able to transcribe something from guitar to harp and having it just fit so beautifully. And I mean, Elliot was such an amazing fingerstyle guitar player, and transcribing that sort of arrangement to the harp always sounds good.
As you mentioned, Twilight. Sometimes I think it can be very challenging to try to cover a song of an artist that you like because sometimes you don't know what to do with it. Should I be 100% true to it, or should I, work with the skills that I have to, make my own version? And I think both of those covers that you did are really lovely. That they both speak to, you can see your love of Elliot in them, but we can also, see some of you and your music, which is nice.
Thanks. Yeah, around that time, I was writing a lot of music, and simultaneously transcribing songs that I loved by artists that I loved, because that's kind of the best way to learn how to write a song, is by learning one of your favorite songs. Like, that's how I wrote my very first song when I was maybe 11 years old. I was figuring out a song by ear by one of my favorite artists on the piano, and I didn't quite get it right, but I figured, I started playing something else that I liked and thought, oh, this is cool, but this is my thing. So I've done, like, you know, kind of a study with different songs that I love, especially by Elliott Smith. Learning those songs will activate something in my brain that will allow me to be creative and riff off of it, or you know, take a chord progression and say, oh, this is cool, maybe I can take some inspiration from this, or well, yeah, take inspiration from a chord progression or like passing tones or any of that. But I honestly, I think I would have gotten to where I am today on my own, however it would be possible. But I really have Elliott to thank for my career, because when I was in college, I was going to school for classical performance on the harp, and my plan was to get my undergraduate degree, get my grad degree, go on and be a harp teacher or something, or be in an orchestra. And meanwhile, I was also writing songs and performing here and there with my friends. But I was reached out to from a booking agency in college, and my first booking agent discovered me from that Elliott Smith video, Twilight, on YouTube. So that's what sparked my career in being a full-time touring artist. So I got a booking agent, and she hooked me up with a manager. And then by that time, I was a junior or senior in college and decided, I'm not going to go to grad school. I'm going to finish up my degree and just tour with my band and see how it goes. Wow. The rest is history.
Yeah, that's a great story. I mean, it's a lovely cover. And for any of the listeners who haven't listened to it, you should definitely check it out. So I want to go back to Half Right. It's an unusual title for a song, Half Right. You know, conjures up a lot of thoughts, even before, you know, starting out in it. you know, it seems like there's a lot of sort of self-doubt mixed in there with, you know, somebody struggling with what the perception of themselves is to the world. How do those aspects relate to you or speak to you or interest you?
Well, you know, anyone in their life is going to be self-conscious about themselves, or something they want that they think they can't have, or are maybe not good enough. And that's the kind of feeling that this song will bring to me sometimes. But on the other hand, it's also a slightly powerful song too. Like, you're trying to do the right thing, or what are the lyrics at the end? I was sticking up for my friend when there's nothing much to defend. It's a lost fight. I like that line a lot. And then the last line, of course, because when I talk to you on the phone, well, it's just like being alone. It's not half right. And I mean, you can take that in multiple different directions, but you know, for me at the time, I would relate it to maybe being friends with somebody who you're not quite sure about, or maybe somebody in that you have to have a relationship with, like a family member, and you're, you know, keeping it cool on the phone or at the gathering, but there's always like an elephant in the room that you're not talking about.
Mm-hmm. And it's like that realization of like acknowledging that, hey, maybe it's not really working.
Yeah, and maybe acknowledging that you're just never gonna talk about it or something. That you, it's like an unsaid thing that the songwriter, whoever's singing the song, and whoever they're talking about, have like they know how it is, and they know things won't change, and it's not even worth discussing. Mm-hmm. Or fighting about, because because it's not going to change. You're not going to work out. So it's like a bittersweet thing, you know. Maybe like accepting things how they are, and deciding to move on from that. Like, you know, that moment when you're trying so hard in a relationship or in a friendship, and then it's so painful. And when you finally get to that point where you know you have to just let it go, and there's something really freeing about that moment when you finally decide, you know, I have to just let this go and move on. And then you take that weight off of your shoulder and realize that's what you needed the whole time. You didn't have to keep fighting for whatever you thought it was. This song is maybe one of the simpler songs of Elliot's, and I love the simplicity of this song, and most of it is just four chords over and over, except for the bridge. But when I transcribed it to harp, there was a pedal change I had to move because of one of the chords in the song, and making it major where it would have been minor in the key. But there are other songs that I've transcribed of Elliot's that are much more difficult to learn, and one of them that I've never put on the internet or anything, but I used to play sometimes at shows, Everything Reminds Me of Her, and that arrangement is really cool on the harp, and it took me a while to put it together, and I had to actually like really practice that one to get it right. So it's cool to learn Elliot's songs. There's a whole spectrum of levels, and Half Right is cool. It's just like a chill song to play, and it sounds really pretty on the harp. And it's cool how different the Heat Miser version and Elliot's solo version are. I think I didn't maybe look into the lyrics as much when I was listening to the Heat Miser version, because I was just listening to the track like trucking along, and just like the drums just like beating down the line, and you know, just like walking. It's more like you're walking to the beat with that. But on with the solo version, it feels more vulnerable than ever, and the way Elliot wrote melodies and saying melodies was just so beautiful and haunting, especially with this song. It was a fun one to learn.
And was your introduction to Elliott Smith first started with Heat Miser?
Both at the same time, I guess. My drummer Alex introduced me to Elliott and Heat Miser. He just put a bunch of music on my iPod. So at the time I had like the big clunky iPod, and he put every Elliott Smith album he had on there and a couple Heat Miser albums, and because his older brother Charlie was a big fan and was a songwriter, and so he passed it down to Alex, and Alex showed all his friends, and I mean that's how those things happen, I guess. Yeah. I feel lucky that I knew about Elliott in high school. It felt like my best kept secret. Of course there were tons of other people listening to Elliott, but it was, you know, only a handful of people you'd run into that knew about him back then.
I saw you perform in the fall here in Los Angeles, opening for the Mountain Goats. You know, you were drawing your own crowd in there, and even as the opener, people were coming just because they enjoyed seeing you. But it is quite interesting to see a harp player and hear you play live. So it was a very nice show.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. I know it's unusual, but it's just the instrument I play. I don't think I ever picked it thinking, oh yeah, I'm gonna write songs using that big guy. I just loved the instrument and was studying it, and then songwriting came later, and so I ended up writing on harp and piano as well, but I'm better at the harp and it's my main instrument, so I stick with that. But it's funny, at shows, every seven shows, one out of seven shows, somebody will come up to me and say, I heard your cover of Twilight on YouTube, and that's how I discovered you, and I still listen to it. So, you know, thank you, Elliott. You're still helping me out and connecting me with new fans and friendly faces. It's cool. And it's all come pretty full circle, because now I am signed to Kill Rock Stars and put out my last album with them, which, you know, my younger self would freak out if she knew that. It's pretty cool. I don't know if people know that Elliott was also a classical fan and was into, I think I saw a video of him playing Rachmaninoff piece on piano once and was into Chopin. And it definitely comes through in his writing that he was into classical music. And being super into harmony, he was a huge Beatles fan. His cover of Because is like stunning anytime I listen to it. And so, you know, master of harmony and master of like the passing tones and passing chords and just these beautiful progressions that all come from all walks of music. And I could really relate to that as a classical musician growing up, seeing somebody else who is being influenced by classical music, but using it to write folk music and punk music and like whatever the heck he wanted to do was really inspiring for me, because it helped give me the confidence to become a songwriter and try to write whatever the heck I wanted to write.
Thanks to Michaela Davis for joining us on My Favourite Elliott Smith Song. If you'd like to hear Michaela's covers of Half Right or Twilight, then please do check out the notes for this episode, as you'll find the links there. That's pretty much it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time. To play us out today, Michaela has very kindly allowed us to play her fantastic cover of Everything Reminds Me of Her. See you soon.
Because of leaving, but everything reminds me of her this evening. So if I seem a little out of it, sorry.
My Favourite Elliott Smith Song is produced by Rob Comber and Elizabeth Woodstanley. To find out more about the show, go to myfavoriteelliottsmithsong.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.